Chapter 8, Starting Out. You got boots? I suppose I had heard that line from Charlie 100 times. He never looked up at me, though, so I don't think he ever saw my face. Yes, sir, I got boots. I'd take a seat with the rest of the boys in the middle of the room, and we'd play euchre or hearts, nothing too hard. I was convinced some of the boys, like Billy Saunders, weren't there for a day's work at all, but just wanted company. I never heard the sound of Billy's boots hitting the floor when Charlie called out a job for the day. That was all right, though. More work for me. I specialized in unskilled labor, and I was good at it. Skilled labor appealed to a different sort. It was for the thinking men. Men who liked to use their heads as much as their bodies. I didn't like to use my head, but I loved unskilled manual labor. That kind of work let my mind alone. Let it be free. If my job was to shovel and shovel until 8 hours had passed, then my body worked on its own. It had no use for my mind. So my mind would take off to a world of imagination. And that's where stand-up comedy started. One morning I sat at the card table with the boys and told them a funny idea that had come to my idle mind as my body had been busy at the jackhammer. It concerned answering machines, and everybody around the table got a big laugh from it. From then on, as I worked, I would let my mind flow toward a comic place, committed to making the boys at the card table laugh the next day. I was 21 in 1984 when Mark Breslin opened Yuck Yuck's Comedy Club in Ottawa. I was making $21.20 a day for Charlie, and Mark was offering $15 a set. A set took about 5 minutes, and you could do 2 a night if you were lucky. So the decision was pretty easy. And never once did Mark Breslin ask me if I had boots. Mark owned branches of Yuck Yucks all across Canada, and Howie Wagman was and still is the manager of the Ottawa Club. Howie helped me with the ins and outs of comedy. I'll never forget my first line on a stand-up stage. How many of you guys own answering machines? To this day, it remains one of my strongest lines. I quickly developed a cult following. That sounds pretty good, but the truth is it's the last thing you want to develop. The only time having a cult following is a great thing is when you are actually in a cult. Then you get to be a cult leader, and life is milk and honey. First off, everyone thinks you are God, so you get to tell them all what to do. Your followers bow down before you and give you all their worldly goods, which can really add up, even with a smallish cult. The best part is you get to lie down with all the ladies from the cult, even the married ones. In a short matter of time, you become drunk with power and begin to lie down with the men also, not because you want to, but just because you can. Yes, being a cult leader with a cult following is fine work if you can find it. However, being a stand-up comedian with a cult following just means that most folks hate your guts.